and Hunter. And he goes with Christine in the back, and they're three boys and another one on the way. And he's going to come up here. They joined our church a couple months ago. But this morning, right?
Joined
our church a couple months ago. They've been around for a couple years. But Ryan's going to share his testimony of what God's done in his life for us. And then after he's done, the nursery and little lambs can be dismissed. Did they already go? They go while I was talking? Some of them did. Got to listen for all the instructions, guys. Yeah. Anyway, officially, they can all go after Ryan shares his testimony. Well, we look forward to hearing what God's done for you, Ryan. Just go ahead and stand right here in the middle.
Oh, man. Hi, everybody. So I grew up at least knowing who God and Jesus were. I'm from a fair-weather, I call it a fair-weather Catholic family. So we did the major things, Christmas and Easter and all the major holidays, and I went to catechism. So I knew who God and Jesus were growing up, but the bad news is I knew who they were in a very distorted and twisted fashion. But it's interesting how God puts people in your life throughout your walk, even when you don't know that that's true, that that's happening. So in high school, I had a very tight group of very good evangelical Christians who were working on me, planting seeds. But me, being the arrogant fair-weather Catholic I was, ignored their seeds and went into college. And as most people go into college in a worldly fashion, I went to engineering school. You forget about all that stuff. I kind of let all that stuff just fall away. And I was an agnostic, you know, man of the world, here to do cool stuff, because I'm an engineer, right? And then I made the mistake of moving to Vegas. And let me tell you, if there's any place you want to move that's really bad for your faith walk, move to Las Vegas. It's absolutely the worst place for you to grow in your faith if you don't already have an established faith. So moved to Vegas, got to travel the world on my company's dime, did all kinds of cool stuff, got to do all the stuff that the world would ever want you to do to say you had fun and did successful stuff. And after I did that for, how long was it? 4 years. Man, was I empty inside. I looked cool, you know? Everybody's like, look at you, you get to do all this cool stuff. Like, yeah, but I was an absolute wreck inside. So, in the middle of that, I met Christine. I was living in a hotel room in Anaheim, California for almost a year total. So living out of a hotel room for a year, watching all these families every day going to Disneyland. It was really miserable because they were all having fun at Disneyland and I was working on this gruesome project. And then I met Christine. And that was where the seeds that were planted came to fruition, because she was absolutely on fire for the Lord. And for some reason, she wanted to hang out with me. I have no idea why. God's grace. So, but it was funny because the seeds that were planted by my friends in high school were, I could see them. I could see them in Christine. And I knew that something was, there's a reason that she's so happy and so joyful. Like, not just happy, she's genuinely joyful. So I started hanging out with Christine. I got back into reading my Bible. It's kind of the typical, I follow the girl to church kind of thing, because I did. But she wasn't, you know, she was very good. She was like, no, I'm not just going to, you know, start dating some guy who's not a believer. So fortunately, it took about 9 months-ish since we started hanging out. I did rededicate my life to Christ. Oddly enough, I was on a cruise in the Mediterranean, and I was listening to these podcasts, these pastor's perspective podcasts through Calvary Chapels. That was actually what got my mind and my heart back into it. And then, you know, fast forward a year later, we went to Israel. I got baptized in the Jordan. That was really cool. And then it's been on the road ever since. So it was really pertinent, your talk today on James, because it was that reminder of, man, don't have partiality. Because if you looked at me from a worldly standpoint, I had all I could ever want, but without God filling that giant God-shaped hole, I had absolutely nothing, which was really cool to see. So thank God he did, and thank God for Christine coming into my life, or God sending Christine into my life, because that was the thing that got me back pointed in the right direction for the Lord. And also, children. If it weren't for children, I don't think I would be. I'd be a lot more selfish and not be a very, you know, not be a very dedicated believer. So there you go. Thanks, everybody.